We've been doing a three-part series on the mitzvah of tefillin over the last couple days. You pull up a chair also, maybe you can't see it with all the different... There's a chair or there's no chair? You just want to be able to see. Machitza over here. The last couple of days we've mentioned about the essence of tefillin, of the machlokas, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, about the essence of tefillin. How much is tefillin the Isser of Hesach Hadas, whether Rabbeinu Yonah said it's an active of being of Kalos Rosh, and therefore the Rosh, both in Maseches Sukkah and Maseches Brachos, talked about where you can actually sleep Shinas Arai with tefillin on, because the only Isser of Hesach Hadas is one of active frivolous behavior of Kalos Rosh. We had said many, many nafkaminas about, for example, Chayv Adam Lamashmesh B'chol Shah, the Shagas Ari in Siman Lamed Tet had quoted, what then is the, what's the reason why you're doing this? Why are you touching it? Many of us know about the minhag of by Poseach Es Yadecho, Masbil Chol Chai Rutzon. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say Chayv Adam Lamashmesh B'shas Poseach Es Yadecho. It just says B'chol Shah V'shah, and we learned it as a Kalvachomer Mitzitz, as opposed to the Prima Gadim who in the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The reason why you would touch your tefillin is to make sure that it's in the right place. The Shagas Ari says, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't understand why you're doing it. Why are you touching it? And how often do you have to touch it? So according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, how the Shagas Ari explains it, it's just to remind, it's a reminder, it's a periodical reminder to make sure that you have your tefillin on, not to do Kalut Rosh, as opposed to the Shitas HaRambam. We saw three or four machlokas, the Rambam versus Rabbeinu Yonah, what we call the Shitatam. The Rambam had felt that there's an Isser of Hesach Hadas of in Etzem. The Isser is you have to always be understanding that you're wearing tefillin kolzman, and therefore you have to be in that mindset to the point that if you're sick, you're choli me'ayim, or you're mitztayer, you're potter from tefillin, because tefillin is this time of being able to have a certain transformative experience, as we explained yesterday, based on the brachos, based on when the Gemara had said in Daf Lamed Abayis that Abaye was being too happy, kabod achtuba, and he's sitting in front of his Rebbe Rabba, and Rabba says, "What are you doing? This is a base knesses, but makom, you have to be gilu berada. Where's the rada? All I see is the gila." And Abaye says, chill out, with respect, he says, that what? What does he say? I'm wearing tefillin. And there itself, again, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam had a machlokas. We explained this briefly yesterday. We're going to go more into a different mahalach today. We'd explain that Rabbeinu Yonah, l'shitaso, Rabbeinu Yonah saw the mitzvah of tefillin as an important mitzvah, but it's not something that is so transformative. It's an important mitzvah, and therefore he went and explained this whole Gemara based on his other philosophy of the Simcha and Olam Hazeh, where the Gemara said, "Asel Adam Shemal Ischok Pi Olam Hazeh," not because of Chorban Beis Hamikdash according to Rabbeinu Yonah, but rather because he's afraid if too much Simcha, it's going to bring you away from Simchas of the Borei. You're going to be Shochech the Borei, and we saw the sources inside last time. And therefore he explained, when Abaye was so happy, he was saying, "I'm just so happy because I've been sick and I've not been able to perform the mitzvah." So it's a Simchas mitzvah, and that's Rabbeinu Yonah, who's not only a Bali Musar of Shari Tshuva, but is also a Rishon. Rabbeinu Yonah in Bracha said that that's the Pshat in Abaye, as opposed to the Rambam. The Rambam would see that Gemara, and the Rambam says that the Kedusha of Tefillin is so higher level. It says that you're an anav, you're a shamayim. There's a special kedusha, and that's what Abaye was saying. Abaye is saying, "Don't rub. I'm wearing tefillin. It's obviously I'm in a different status now. I'm in a different mindset." And so we explained yesterday that that's possible. That was the shita of Rav Soloveitchik that explained the difference in why we have two brachos. This is what we explained yesterday briefly, just going over it. Semi-stalling, semi-getting you into the shlung of where we're holding, because then I want to add today the Nitziv's approach to the Parshios of Tefillin. So just as we wait for the sources, just to tell you that's what Rav Soloveitchik had explained. Rav Soloveitchik had explained why there are two brachos. Normally there's one bracha on Tefillin. Truth is, if you're a Svardi, there is one bracha, right? It's a machlokas, and the Gemara is a brachos and menachos. How do you read the Gemara's one brachos? One Gemara is more like the minhag of Ashkenazim, that there are two brachos. That's the Gemara brachos. And seems to be much more. The Gemara Menachos seems to be like the Svaradin that says that only if you have a hefsek, that's when you have to make the second bracha. But Mamanav Shach, we didn't go into that actual machlokas. What we did say is that the Minag Ashkenazim, what we had said yesterday, is that there are two brachas. And we said, what is the nature? Normally we have a birchas hamitzvah. You have one bracha. Why do you have two brachas? That was A. And B, we had said about the very strange minog that the Ramah brings down, that we all do, is we say Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed right afterwards. Why do we say Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed? We've been all taught in our elementary schools and our... We've all taught that. Now, what's the reason why we say Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed? What do we say it? Elementary school was a long time ago. It's all good. It's all good. Okay? It's a breast suffix Baruch Le'vatal. Ever heard that before? So some of you mean you do it every morning. So somehow it's a suffix bracha batal. Now, if you learned it, if you had a beard like me, you would have said, ay, ay, ay. What do you mean? Why would you say ay, ay, ay? Why would you say, yeah, so you have a beard. Mr. Sanders from Cleveland is already there. Why would you say ay, ay, ay? The rabbis are telling us that you have to make two brachas. So what am I doing? It seems to be such a legal, technical idea that what? Since you might not really need to make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, so better safe than sorry. Put it on, make sure it's there, make sure your kippah's on, your yarmulke's on, and then what? And then say Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. So strange. Why? It seems to be, no, if you have a hachra, and this is what the Aruch HaShulchan we learned yesterday, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you have a hachra, the hachra says what? You make the two brachas, you make the two brachas. That's it. What is it? What is this idea? So we explain two different ways, and this is where we lead into the Netziv today, just a different perspective on tefillin. What we explained yesterday is one slew of achronim would explain, and it's also explaining a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that says if you only have the tefillin shorosh, you make two brachas. And everyone's like, how do you make two brachas on one mitzvah? We explained yesterday that the Taz and Aruch HaShulchan will say, anytime you have a category of two brachos by mitzvos, the way you understand it is that the second bracha is not a birchas mitzvah. We had talked about there are different categories. And the truth is, there's a whole machlokas whether what is the correlation between these categories of birchas hanenin on one hand, birchas hamitzvah on the other hand, in the third category, birchas shevach voda. How much do some of the rules actually apply? We talked about the nafkaminas yesterday already. But just to keep it simple, because we want to move ahead with the Netziv today, we had said that the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan says, for example, in our case, the second bracha is not a birchas hamitzvah, it's a birchas shevach voda. What does it mean, birchas shevach voda? The Aruch HaShulchan had said that we're saying thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us this mitzvah of tefillin that connects us, literally ties us to God. It's a birchas shevach voda. That's why the second bracha is not a problem, because Baruch Shevach Vodah. Within that, the Aruch HaShulchan explained beautifully. He explained that's the minhag of Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Why is that? He referenced the Gemara Pesachim Adaf Nun Vav that talked about where we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where Yaakov Avinu had a whole issue giving brachas a couple weeks ago to his sons, and he Bikesh Yaakov Legalot Et Hakeitz. If anybody's a Baal Kori here, you know that in Vayichi you don't have those extra spaces. He wanted to tell them about the kates. And what happened? Nista ma kates. So he said, maybe the reason is just like my grandfather, my father, they had a psul b'mita. So do I have a psul b'mita? Maybe I have an Esav, maybe I have a Yishmael amongst my tribes. And they all said, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What was his response? Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Question is, what's pshat? Explains the Aruch HaShulchan. Pshat is that when you say Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kibod Machsov, that is the summit, that is the apex of our kesher with Hashem, and that's the idea. When you're doing the mitzvah of tefillin, you say the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu. It's a birchas hadoah for that kesher. There is no more opportune time to say Baruch Shem Kibod Machuto Le'olam Va'ed to be able to say, oh, this is the kesher. That the whole point of mitzvahs is not as we had in last week's haftorah, kav l'kav, tzav l'tzav. Check the British word. You say V. That's the Israeli word, right? A V. You know what a V is? A check. Check. I did a mitzvah. A lot of people say, "How do you be from?" You do mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs, and then people, what do? They just do mitzvahs. Check, check, and you become an avodah zarah to the mitzvah. And that's what Yeshayahu Navi in chapter 28 and 29 was talking about. Right? He's talking about Tzav L'Tzav, Kav L'Kav. The idea of the mitzvahs is to be able to have that kesher to HaKadosh Baruch. That was one way we explained it. The other way we explained it was Rav Soloveitchik's way. Rav Soloveitchik was mechadesh that there are certain mitzvot out there. It's actually very much connected to what we're doing in the Iyun Shir about Hodas Baldin Kimei Edim Dami, about the difference between Hodas Baldin can actually be greater than an Edim, which is a tremendous chiddush in the Ketzos and everything we're doing today. And the answer of the Gemara, the answer of what we're saying is within the Rashba is that it's Chav L'Achrini, and we're in the middle, we're mamish there. We're holding it. We're holding there. You guys, I couldn't sleep. I was up at 3 in the morning ready to go over this Rashba. Where the Rashba says when it's Chav L'Achrini, when it's something that is so clear and has negias to everybody else, that's when Edom work. But me, myself, that's only within me. Rav Soloveitchik said there are different types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are what we call the norm, which is mitzvahs that are only by me, dealing with my stuff. That's the normal mitzvah. But then you have mitzvahs. There's certain group of mitzvahs that affect others, that a status change that you have affects all of Klal Yisrael. And it's so clear, the mitzvahs that we had talked about, getting married, that's why there's a second bracha, bris milah, all of those have, there's a bracha in the status, and as a result, it affects other people. And to a point, it could very well be, it's a major machlokas rishonim, about the question about over la siyato, could even be by netilas yadayim. The whole question is, where do you have over a siyasa by netilas yadayim? But we said this for sure by tefillin, and we brought it up, as we said, v'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha eilu tefillin shel barosh, Gemara both in brachos and menachos. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah we quoted yesterday, karkafta delo monach tefillin, the rosh that you didn't put on a tefillin, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says is a posheya yisra begufa. So Rav Soloveitchik had said that there's a special kedusha, like we saw in the Rambam in Perek Dal and Halacha Chav Dal and Chavei Chavav. It's a special kedusha. You're a different person. There's a chalosh shame. It's a new status, and that's what the Rambam says. It's not just some metaphysical concept. When you put on your tefillin, you make this bracha of al mitzvah tefillin because you're a different person. There's a special kedusha there, and we had said that that's part of it, and that it's not just metaphysical. The Gemara said, the Rambam had said, you're miyada yarei and anav, you're shemayin, and we explained the different Gemara that way also. That is why you would have a second bracha. That the first bracha is on the regular pulas ha-mitzvah. But then there's a bracha of a chaloshim that happens afterwards. And that's why you'd say al-mitzvah's tefillin. That applies by tefillin, applies by bris milah, applies by marriage. This was all the introduction what we have for the mitziv. Didi, got it? Some of it? Some of it's good. What does it mean, some of it? Ran out of copies. That's good. That's good. Okay. What Rabbeinu, what'd you do here? Some of it is double-sided. Okay, so I guess we will share some of these pieces here. I guess we'll share one for each too. We're not going to go over all. It's highly recommended. So look, there's three pages here. Everyone has three pages. You're going to share with me, Mr. Greenberg. Okay, there are three pages. Okay, you guys go over here, three pages. So you're starting with the first page. So somehow, these three, we're starting over here. What the Nitziv deals with, okay, we're starting on page, we're starting on let's tell you where we're starting from. Give me a second, where we start from. What we're going to deal with very briefly today is the concept of the four parshiot. But you would ask everybody, Shema Vayim Shemoa, you understand. Everybody understands Shema Vayim Shemoa. Most people haven't really thought about Vayaki Vyacha and the Kadosh Likah Bochor. You know, when you talk about it, you think about a mezuzah, you think about Shema, and you think about Kabbalat Omach Hushamayim. And a lot of what we've even talked about till now, this concept, the other Gemara we had talked about, that the Gemara that says Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema Beli Tefillin is Kilu Meidei to Sheker Ba'atzma. We had explained again there that Rabbeinu Yonah said it's a din in Kriyat Shema, but the Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Tefillin. that again, part of the tefillin experience is a Kabbalat Olmachut Shemayim experience. And if you don't have Kriyat Shema, if you don't say Kriyat Shema with tefillin on, there's a chisaron in your tefillin. So that I understand a lot when it comes to the first parshiot. What I'd like to do with you briefly with the Netziv, if we can find where I want to start, is a couple of insights that he has about tefillin and how he sees these four parshiot. Just give me a second to catch my bearings here. Also, Kuf Lamed Tet. What?
Aha! Doesn't
help to split them up. Let's see what we got here. It's all good. Wasn't there? The one right before this one. Page Kuf Lamed Tet. Is it on the WhatsApp, Kuf Lamed Tet? It's there, right? But it's not here, right? The first page I sent. Right? Okay. Now. What? The one second. As follows. Yeah. That's the first one. So if you listen to the Netziv,
another page that you don't have in front of you.
I ran out of photocopy cards because I'm the one who actually lends out my copy card. So the copy card is it's a very important commodity here in Yeshiva. So the Netziv says as follows, and then we'll get into what you have in front of you. You can actually show it to, if people have it on their WhatsApp, to show it to other people. That would be great also. Greenberg, over here. Okay. The question is as follows. The question is, what is all of, why is this here? Why is tefillin here? Right? You always have to think on a parshanut question. Why is it in Parshas? Why is it in Parshas Bo? Yesterday we gave a different answer. Yesterday we gave the answer of Rav Kook, that it said it's Davka within Yitziat Mitzrayim, the idea of becoming free. And Davka, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook explained that the whole inyan of tefillin, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chet and the Beis, is the concept of the Hadragot of becoming free. That part of eating, that you can eat what you want to eat, drink what you want to drink, and the language of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah was what? Atarot Berashehen. You're wearing, it's your crown. Tefillin is our crown of being able to be of Cheirus. So that's why the Mikum, the location here, makes a lot of sense. Because the Tefillin is saying that we're free. And we talked about what real freedom was. That was yesterday's share. If you wanted, it's on tape. Let's move ahead to the Netziv today. The Netziv gives a different answer. The Netziv explains, he wants to explain that there's an emphasis here in these couple of psukim here in Perek Yud Gimel, where we learn, it says, Ki b'chozek yad hotzi Hashem etchem mizem. It says chozek yad three times. He wants to know, why is there a mention of three times of chozek yad? Explains the Netziv as follows. Vayin yan. Achar, I don't know if you have it. You have a Kuf Lamed Tet? You don't, right? V'anyan Achar. Okay, it's not on there. It's, you have it on there. Can you have, you have your phone?
I don't have any data.
You don't have any data. Okay, we have a lot of technical issues here. What V'anyan? Towards the bottom of the page. V'anyan Achar Shodiyah Katuv. That one. Shebnei Yisrael showed over there also. Make it big. V'anyan Achar. Everybody, Yoav, you, I want you to see it also. We said that we left Egypt. However, explains the Netziv already, we left different than everybody else did. If you ever watched either Breaking Out of Jail or different types of movies of how people leave, there's a certain way that avadim are actually supposed to leave jail. Here, meaning you're together, as opposed to maybe, what is it, what's it called? Not just Shawshank Redemption, which is a different type of prison break. What was the other one you probably saw when you went to Poland? What's it called? Porsi Boris, what's it called? Forget it for now. So he says as follows.
שהודיע כתוב שבני ישראל יצאו על צבאותם היינו לא כמו שמוציא המון עבדים לחירות שכל אחד הוא איש בפני עצמו ואם בהם הצטרפות לאגודה אחת להיות נראים עם בפני עצמו
when you're in jail what happens you become totally yourself you have to figure out it's all about you yourself and you when you're trying to become free it's all about you yourself says the Nitziv Mivolajin
this is different here rather hotzi et Yisrael liyot letzava letachlit achat
we now there's a certain nation that went out uvnei Yisrael yotzim biyad ramah it's not only an Avram Fried song it's a pasuk
says the Nitziv Mivolajin for every nation there are very important things vinei kol uma explains the Nitziv I'll make sure to get you the photocopy because this is gold. This is literally gold, Mr. Sanders. Vine, he says, Kol Uma, there are three things that a nation needs. That without it, you cannot have a nation. He says, number one, I'm going to start
paraphrasing, not only because you don't have all of it in front of you, but because we're already late.
He says, number one is Koach Hanhaga. You need leaders to be able to go against the current. I sat here with a person who's very high up in choosing a rabbi in a certain community in Chutz Laaretz. He had 40 rabbis, 10 of them he said are not shaykh, 30 rabbis going through. What type of rabbi you're going to choose? He's got to be a Talmud Chacham, shkoyach. He's going to have pastoral care, shkoyach. One of the things that he learned that he didn't realize is that he said, is this rabbi a leader? Is this rabbi going to know how to lead this community or not? So number one, within a nation, you need leaders. And that's the first thing he says. La'amod neged anogea ba'bachutz v'neged harisot ha'deot shebekirbah. To go against the grain and not just accept all the different opinions that might be destroying it. You need a lot of courage that way. And that's one level of chozek yad. To be able to fight, whether it's, we're going to see, obviously, these three fundamental tenets of a nation. Also, what? He's going to say he's also on a spiritual level in a second also. Number two, he says, and therefore he says, number one, Vine koluma, within the Chizuk Yad, Hamelucha v'digalav. That what?
You need to have leaders and you need people to follow those leaders.
Sounds like very much with what's going on in Israel today, where the Rosh Memshalah said, I can't have a Memshalah when there's all these inner bickerings. I can't have it. And therefore you have these commercials that they show them as little kids and Sippy don't do this, Sippy don't do that. Right? You don't have real leaders. Number one is you need Milucha u'digalav. That they are ready to be mishtabei to the melech, limsor datam v'nafsham, larim keren ha-melucha. And that's what the melech needs, to be mashkiach, to have the shlomo umah. So you need a king and you need the servants of the king to be obedient. Number two, he says, is rashei tzava v'hatzava, a proper army and the heads of the army. Because the melech, the king, doesn't always appear in the front lines. You need to have a sarah bitachon. You need to be able to have leaders and managers, and also in the tzava part. Therefore, you have to have sarei tzava who know how to lead each one, and they also have to be able to be moser nefesh. Number three is you need good weaponry, clay zayin tovim that you could fight. Explains the Nitziv, these three paradigms are exactly what's going on within these parshiot, within the ummah. Number one, he says the chozek yad. It's Kabbalat Omar Chuchamayim. That's the obvious one. Right? Shema Vayim Shemoah. Kabbalat Omar Chuchamayim and Kabbalat Mitzvot. That's one part. Which meaning, the Chiddush of this Nitziv, if I would say it in one idea, is not only in the address, but we're going to see within Tefillin, is that part of Tefillin is not just about my own personal religious fervor, but it's going to be about the nation. It's going to be about the nation, which is a tremendous Chiddush. Number one is, obviously it's Kabbalat Omar Chuchamayim. To be mishtabi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, limsor nafsham, kvodam. That's number one. Number two, he says, is Rashei Yisrael. You need the nations. And that's why, if you know it, Kadosh Li, Kol Bechor. That's what he's going to talk about in a second. That you need them to be the leaders. The Bechorot used to be the leaders. What's the third thing? What is the clay Zion? That's going to be the tefillin. the tefillin are going to be our weaponry. And that's what you have. That's the bigger piece. And if you go now to Kuf Mem Aleph, which you do have in front of you, so I want to be able to see it in front of you. Kuf Mem Aleph, and he says, V'nimsa. It's around six lines down. Okay? V'nimsa parshiot elu hein ikare hadat. The parshiot in our tefillin are not just, because, again, you think about Kol Baruch Shemaim, you know that in these parshiot there's a mention of V'ayah la'ot al yadcha l'tov v'necha. Yesh koyach, that's why it's in our tefillin. Explains the Netziv, no. Explains the Netziv, V'nimsa sheparshiot elu hein ikare hadat. This is the fundamental tenets of our religion. Kamo Shmaya v'im Shamoa. The difference is that Shema v'im Shamoa are the ikar dots for each one on an individual level. But Kaddish v'ya kiviyacha are the ikarim l'klal ha'uma ha'yisraelit. Shiyadu b'mei kiyumam b'olam b'chol eit. He says the other two is what the kiyum of the am. And this is something that's very, very important when we're talking about Sefer Shmot, and we're talking about where we're at now within our development in yeshiva. We come in and we want to say what's good about me, for me, it's all about me. But then you understand that the me has to be developed to a we. And understand that part of my own individual growth in Avodas Hashem is to care about the Am. And part of the mitzvah of tefillin, as we said over here, is to care about, is part of it. It's not just a Tzionish Torah that's saying they have to care about Am Yisrael. They have to care about Am Yisrael. It's being part of the Am. That's what the mitzvah of tefillin put in the parshios are there. This is what the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says. That if you're a person who is doing all the mitzvahs, back to what I said, tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav, you're doing all the mitzvahs correctly, but you're not being starry from the pain or the simcha of the Am, you're parish midarki tzibor ilcha chelk l'olam haba. This is part of, hopefully, of what we are learning about the mitzvah of tefillin now that I wanted to get to. I wanted to get to much more. But some of it's the idea, if you have it towards the end, we'll end off one point because it's already late. Mamish, the end in Kuf Mem Chet, the Pesukim talk about that the Chozek Yad, Hotzianu Hashem Min Mitzrayim, but it also brings down first the Tefillin Shel Yad and then the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And this is what we had talked about also. The Netziv gives two approaches. Why is the Tefillin Shel Yad placed first before the Tefillin Shel Rosh? He likes the second approach better, but we'll say the first approach, he says, is because, what do we have? There's a fundamental difference between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. We know that the halacha is v'yalecha l'ot al yadcha. That's why some people, first of all, you bring it over there, and what do? You cover it, because it's got to be for you. Versus what? V'ra'u kol me'aretz. That's for everybody else. So that's one level. One level, what he talks about is the Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. The other part is that we put in the yad, and that's the lave. You have the lave. The tefillin represents two parts of our Avodas Hashem. It's not only the part of the prat and the klal, but it's also what I always say when you get me as a Rebbe, you get two parts. You get the litvak and you get the chasm. You need to be able to, number one, the tefillin shel yad is telling you that I have to work on my own bit al d'ma'atzmo, my own feelings, to know how to be an Eved Hashem that way. To be mishabid my lev, and that's first. That's first, says the Netziv. That's why it's written first, l'shabei the lev. And then also, obviously, v'ra'u kol me'aretz k'neged the moach, you also have to know yediyas haTorah also. So there are many, many lessons that we've learned this week. Hopefully the mitzvah of tefillin. I welcome everybody again. I hope you have an amazing stay. Look forward to getting to know you. And hopefully we'll be zochen, not to be tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav, but be able to do the mitzvah specifically of tefillin that we're learning, Erev Parshas Bo, and the Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, to be able to really be the proper Eved Hashem. I wish you have a good morning. How are you, sir? Good. 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 Yeah.